Hello. So last time I called you, I guess, you were in California. What bridge was it over? You were walking over, wasn't the Golden Gate, right? It was some,
what bridge that was, wasn't the Golden Gate. It was, No, it was in San Diego somewhere.
Yeah.
I was What's that?
I actually just walked in the door.
You walked where?
I just walked in the door. I just got home.
Oh.
So, but I'm making some calls, just checking in with people that, about the trees. We work tomorrow or, you know, whatever you want to call it. I'm pulling.
Oh, you're fucking, yo. You're fucking, I thought, yo, I have a friend named Bobby Herring. And I'm looking at my phone going, Bobby Heenan. I'm like, what the fuck is you talking about?
You're like, you probably didn't understand the conversation either.
No. It would have been the same conversation. And I just looked at my phone. I'm like, oh, it's fucking Heenan. I'm telling you, I have a very, very close friend named Bob Harry.
Really?
And I work here.
Next to each other on the phone.
No.
You know, we're probably one of the only cities, or I think cities in the country that has the LA.
That has them.
Including the airport, you know, yep. The Border Department, public property, and all the other, you know, projects. So it makes sense.
Bob, can I interrupt you, please?
That's it. Bob. Yeah.
Probably about 5 or 6 years ago, I was an agent, and I pumped Bernard up to be the manager.
Right.
And I told him there would be no other manager would do it because there's not enough money there. And it'll never happen. Just keep going. And I put myself in a fucking box, Bob, I'm telling you. Bob, I'll take a picture where I'm in my fucking backyard with fucking two beers. I'm beside myself.
So what, Bernard? First of all, so the plumbers are laying out here on this, right? They're changing. See, and this is how that's true, right? They're changing their story. Yeah, well, you know, first it was. You know, we let somebody, we don't want Tony, and it was given to me, you know, first it was John.
I'll tell you, Bob, it's not my story, but Bob, this is my story. I pumped an order years ago, and now John jumped. I'm like, holy fuck, what? I told John earlier, I'm in the fucking box. I put myself in the box.
He does not have the votes, and if it happened, it would be. It would crumble the building trades. I'm telling you, it would crumble the building trades. All right, and you know, I know what you're saying, but look, and he was here, but he is absolutely the guy. He is not with Bernard. Look at Bernard turned his back like that. Turned his back like that. Just a loyalty. How are you going to trust somebody that does that? He turned his back on his old boss. I mean, it's like cutting you out, or me cutting Johnny out. We just split the place. That's a fact. Now that it's not anything. That's the only thing that we should be, you know, mindful of. Right? He turned his back on Pat. He fucked him. Steve, I don't think you got it. You know what? Look, I had to make. Right, when I was in politics, right, I was sick for 3 days. I had to change what I was doing off of new information. I mean, there's night and day. There's no comparison of.
Bob, it's not about Johnny.
I know it's not about Johnny. I know it's about right? You said you were about 6 years ago. I mean, you know, but it's like 6 years ago.
You fucking got
to. He didn't think he was going to turn his back on that publicly. I mean, is that's out of your control? I mean, look, it's not anything. It's a boot.
Oh.
Okay, on the trees. But and look, and that's not just on. That's just. I mean, that's not just on. That's right. He did that. You didn't change your mind because he did that. It was a mistake. To me, that's a fatal flaw.
Yeah.
Steve, look, if you were considering, you would consider on, you know, I know you say, I mean, I know you gave your word, right? But if you would consider, right, because just on that alone, right, you're going to feel like shit for a couple of days. It's the right decision. I'm going to be there tomorrow. I'm not going to need anything.
Hey, Bobby, you by yourself?
Of course I am.
Something right now. I'll ask you to take it to your rave. I'm telling you right now.
I'm asking you.
I gave her an on my word 6 years ago. I have cancer. So, if I die in 6 months, that's going to be my word. Right?
I hear you. First, I'm sorry you have cancer. You know, I had it. I don't know about it. You know,
I have lung cancer. Right? No one knows?
Yeah, that was enough for me.
My wife and you.
I will take that with me. I promise. You got
do me a favor. Do me a favor. Stop fucking bothering me.
I hear you.
Right? Do me a favor. Tell God to stop fucking bothering me.
Okay.
Bobby, you know it, and my wife knows it. My kids don't know it. So get the fuck off my back.
You got it.
Right? The fuck off my back.
Okay.
I gave my word. My word to Bernard Riggs. So get the fuck off my back.
I hear you.
All right.
I'm off. All right. I will.
I would do anything for you and John Dougherty.
I know that, man.
I know that.
I'm sorry you have cancer. You know, I know that first and foremost. All right. And I am not putting any pressure. Additional pressure on that you don't want to have
to have.
All right, that's not the intention. All right, I'm just gonna leave you with. I'm off your back. All right, he was disloyal to his guy. He fucked him.
I'll always be loyal to John Dockery.
And listen, and he's wrong for the trades. I'm gonna leave you with that. He's wrong for the trades. All right, he can't do the job, and he fucked his boss. He was disloyal.
Hey Bobby, there's three persons I told. The guy from Fox Chase, you and my wife.
I hear you. If you ever want to call me back, I'm always here, right?
Now, I'm gonna get so
I know you will.
Just get the fuck off my back.
Okay.
All right?
You bet.